Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander's Forge. My name is Andy Bentley, and the Forge is an area for me to talk about Magic, Commander, and anything else while I try and wrangle this thing called mental health back into place. Now, I do apologize about last week, but I felt like death, and there was no way I could sit down and record. My voice is still kind of recovering, but I'm back this week. Now, something I didn't get to talk about because I didn't record last week was I did make it out to one pre-release for Lost Caverns of Ixalan, and I had a wonderful time. It's a great limited set, and that's about all I'm going to say about it. Now, the thing I do want to talk about is we finally got my playgroup together, and we are doing our league again. I don't know if I can call it a yearly league, but we each sat down with a box of draft boosters, opened them, figured out what legendaries we had to work with, and then we're going from there. One of the things that we did set up this year is a term limit on your commanders, so whatever commander you decide to build, you can only use it 4 times in the year. So essentially 1 month of the same commander, and then after every month we add another set with 6 packs. So this way things don't stay stagnant. But that said, I went with March of the Machine as my set. And looking at what I had, I didn't immediately want to go 3 or 5 colors, because that can be hard to support. So I ended up pulling a Kroxa Titan of Death's Hunger. It's a red and a black for a 6/6 Elder Giant. When it enters the battlefield, sacrifice it unless it escaped. I still can't speak. But whenever Kroxa enters the battlefield or attacks, each opponent discards a card, and then each opponent who didn't discard a non-land card this way loses 3 life. And it has escape for black, black, red, red, and exile 5 other cards from your graveyard. So I have the shell of this deck already put together. It's a bunch of creatures that want to sacrifice creatures and artifacts. It's a bunch of removal spells, so I can, like, fill my graveyard with stuff. And we'll talk about it more after we decide when we're going to play the games. Typically, just based on how our schedules work, we try and do 2 games a weekend. That way we're not playing every weekend, because that can be rough to get everybody together. And we have a point system that we're probably going to have to revamp from last year. So we'll see. And yeah, that's about all I want to talk about that. So without too much more, we're going to take a quick little break, and then we're going to talk about some dinosaurs. So I'll be right back. Hey, I just want to take a minute to tell you about my Patreon. I know times are hard for everybody, and I know it isn't easy to shuffle around bills and stuff, believe me, I know that. But if you would like to help support the podcast and me, you can find the links to my Patreon in my link tree, which is always put into the description of either the video or the audio, wherever you're listening to it. It would really mean the world to me. Honestly, I'm just struggling to make ends meet most weeks. But that's it. That's all. If you want to help, the links will be where you can find them. And we are back. Now, a long, long time ago, a few years ago, when the original Ixalan came out, I tried to build dinosaurs 3 different ways. The first thing I tried to do was with Zakama, Primal Calamity, which is 6, and then Naya, so red, green, white. It's a 9/9 Elder Dinosaur. It has Vigilance, Reach, Trample. When it enters the battlefield, if you cast it, you untap all lands you control. And then it has 3 activated abilities. They're all 2 generic, and then one's red, green, and white. The red does 3 damage to a creature. The green blows up an artifact or enchantment. And the white gains you 3 life. The problem I ran into with trying to build this as that dinosaur deck is this wants you to be more of a Naya lands deck. And so that kind of fell apart relatively quickly. And then was replaced with Gishath, Sun's Avatar, which is 5 and then Naya, for a 7/6 dinosaur avatar. It has Trample, Vigilance, and Haste, and whenever Gishath deals combat damage to a player, reveal that many cards from the top of your library. Put any number of dinosaur creature cards among them onto the battlefield and the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order. And I think the real problem I had with this deck was there just wasn't a density of decent dragons. I'm sorry, dinosaurs. Yeah, I've done that a few times. There wasn't a good number of good dinosaurs, essentially. And so it kind of sat in the drawer for like a year and a half. And I think got updated once when I decided to change up the ramp package, and it still didn't really go anywhere. But with this set, we got the Commander decks. And I have not had a chance to buy the Commander decks, but I did have a chance to pick up the face Commander of the Dinosaur deck. So that's Pandalaza the Sun Favored. It's 2 and Naya for a 4/4 Dinosaur. And whenever Pantlaza or another dinosaur enters the battlefield under your control, you may discover X, where X is that creature's toughness. You only do this once per turn. But this gives us a way to expand our board, like Gishath wants, to ramp, like Zakama wants, because if we hit a ramp spell, we just keep ramping. So this is where I decided to take it. And before I actually get into more dinosaurs, what's better than having our commander? Having multiple of our commander. So one of the first cards I wanted to throw in here was Helm of the Host. 4 mana equipment. And at the beginning of combat on your turn, you create a token that's a copy of equipped creature, except the token isn't legendary if the equipped creature is legendary. The token gains haste. It equips for 5. So if we throw this on the commander, we make a copy of our commander. Each one sees a 4 power thing come into play. They each trigger. So even though each one can only trigger once per turn, they will still both trigger. So that's kind of why that went in. Now, the rest of what I want to talk about is just some dinosaurs. Starting with, well, we've got to get the best ones out of the way first, right? So it's 4 green-green for a 6/6 dinosaur with trample called Colossal Dreadmaw. It's just the best of us. And we follow that up with another dinosaur that's 4 green-green and a 6/6 with trample dinosaur. But this one, when it enters the battlefield, draws you a card for each other dinosaur you control, and that's the Earthshaker Dreadmaw. So, yeah, for the most part, these are just bread-and-butter cards. Given the number of them that have trample, the Quartzwood Crasher was a definite include here. It's 2 red, red, green for a 6/6 dinosaur beast with trample. And then whenever one or more creatures you control with trample deal combat damage to a player, create an XX green dinosaur beast creature token with trample. where X is the amount of damage those creatures dealt to that player. Yes, that is a lot to track, but it tracks it per player. So if you hit all three of your opponents with creatures with trample, you mark up how much trample damage hit them, and you make that many beasts. We can't talk about dinosaurs without talking about Galta. Which Galta? Both of them. We've got Galta Primal Hunger. It's 10 green-green for a 12-12 Elder Dinosaur with Trample. And it costs Xless to cast, where X is the total power among creatures you control. And then new Galta, which is Galta Stampede Tyrant, which is 5 green-green-green for a 12-12 Elder Dinosaur with Trample. And when Galta Stampede Tyrant enters the battlefield, put any number of target creature cards from your hand onto the battlefield. Next up we have Burning Sun's Avatar. It is 3 red for a 6-6 Dinosaur Avatar. When it enters the battlefield, deals 3 damage to target opponent and 3 damage to up to 1 target creature. It's just a big old dinosaur. Trumpeting Carnosaur is 4 red for a 7-6 dinosaur with trample. When it enters the battlefield, you discover 5. So I included this because it can kind of double up with what the commander's doing, because when this enters, you discover 5 and then also discover 6. But it also has 2 in red and discard this to do 3 damage to target creature or planeswalker. The smallest of the dinosaurs we have here is Itzquinnith, Firstborn of Gishath, which is a red and a green for a 2-3 dinosaur with haste. When it enters the battlefield, you may pay 2. When you do, target dinosaur you control deals damage equal to its power to another target creature. So, fun stuff. Wrathful Raptors is 4 and a red for a 5-5 dinosaur with trample. Whenever a dinosaur you control is dealt damage, it deals that much damage to any target that isn't a dinosaur. Polani's Hatcher. 3 red green for a 5-3 dinosaur. Other dinosaurs you control have haste, and when it enters the battlefield, you create 2 0-1 green dinosaur egg creature tokens, and at the beginning of combat on your turn, if you control one or more eggs, sacrifice an egg, then create a 3-3 green dinosaur creature token. As far as other, like, big things I wanted in here, because I don't necessarily want to spend all day just talking about dinosaurs. We have the Hulking Raptor, which is 2 green-green for a 5-3 with Ward 2. And at the beginning of your pre-combat main phase, add 2 green. The Atali Primal Storm is just everywhere. So it's a 4 red for a 6-6 Elder Dinosaur. Whenever it attacks, exile the top card of each player's library, then you may cast any number of non-land cards exiled this way without paying their mana cost. And the final 3 dinosaurs I want to talk about, the first one is Trapjaw Tyrant, which is 3 white for a 5-5 dinosaur with Enrage, and its Enrage is whenever it's dealt damage, exile a creature an opponent controls until Trapjaw Tyrant leaves the battlefield. And then we have our couple of dinosaur lords, you may say. We have Regisaur Alpha, which is 3 red-green for a 4-4 dinosaur. Other dinosaurs you control have haste. And when Regisaur Alpha enters the battlefield, you create a 3-3 green dinosaur creature token with trample. And then Thundering Spineback, which is 5 green-green for a 5-5 dinosaur that says other dinosaurs you control get +1/+1. And for 5 and a green, you create a 3-3 green dinosaur creature token with trample. Now, as far as the ramp package goes, a lot of it's kind of like your basic ramp package. At 2 mana, we have Rampant Growth, Farseek, and 3 Wishes. And then at 3 mana, we have Harrow, Kodama's Reach, and Cultivate. But a couple of the other ones that I quite recently put in here are Open the Way, which is X green green for a sorcery, and X can't be greater than the number of players in the game. But you reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal X land cards. Put those land cards onto the battlefield tapped and the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order. So, for the most part, this is going to say, hey, 6 mana, get 4 lands, right? Next up, we have Urza's Incubator, 3 mana artifact. When it comes into play, you choose a creature type, and your creature spells of the chosen type are 2 less to play. Next, we have our honorary dinosaur, which is Salvala, Heart of the Wilds. 1 green green for a 2/3 elf scout. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield, its controller may draw a card if its power is greater than each other creature's power. But the important bit here is pay a green and tap, add X mana and any combination of colors to your mana pool, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control. And finally, I pulled a diamond pickaxe. It's a red mana for an equipment. It has indestructible. Equip creature gets +1/+1 and has whenever this creature attacks, create a treasure token. And it equips for 2. Now, I think we're just going to call it there. That is the dinosaur deck that I'm running with. I did get a chance to play it last night. It did big dumb dinosaur things. And yeah, I think with that, I'm going to bring this to a close and I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. All of my links can be found in my link tree in the description below. I would like to thank Ian Foss and Cody Mulpey of the band The Crypt for allowing me to use music for my opening and ending, along with Nate and Erica Jacobs for making my original logo. And I would also like to thank Christina McNichol for creating my new logo. And I'll see you next time.